Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. And of course, we continue to march our way through the 2024 election cycle. Big activities happening this weekend with the conventions for the going into the primaries. A lot of hotly contested seats available out there. A lot of things going on. And we're really pleased to have joining us in studio today one of those candidates, Colby Jenkins, combat veteran, Utah native from Roosevelt, West Point Military Academy graduate. And the list goes on, and is in the second congressional race. And Colby, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Boyd. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So first, I wanted to, our listeners just to get a sense of who you are. You've got an amazing backstory. I don't get to talk to Green Berets very often in this studio, so we know we're safe today anyway. But give us a little bit of that story, your backstory, and then the big question: what in the world were you thinking getting in a congressional race? Why this race? Why now?
Well, thank you, Boyd. And yeah, as you noted, I'm born and raised in Roosevelt, Utah, Utah native. And 31 years ago, next month, actually, I left to go to West Point. And that was when I first raised my hand and swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And so for three decades, that oath, that allegiance to the Constitution has guided my life, my career. Out of West Point, I as you noted, I went right into the military, and I was an infantry lieutenant first, an airborne ranger, and then as 9/11 struck, I knew there needed to be more. I knew my nation would need more of my service, so I tried out for the Special Forces and was selected to be a Green Beret, and that took me into combat first in Afghanistan, led a Special Forces A-team in Afghanistan, and then other operations around the world, notably in South America, Colombia, where we did hostage rescue missions to rescue three Americans that had been held captive, and you know, coming out of that combat time, my command said, hey, you've had great success working with so many tribal leaders around the world. Let's send you to another battlefield. And so they sent me to Washington, D.C. And they said, now work with these tribal chiefs.
And so, way harder than the others, right?
Yeah. It's
or complicated anyway.
People have asked me, you know, what's more difficult? And I say, well, in D.C., they smile at you and shake your hand while they're sliding a knife in your back.
Yeah.
So at least in the other areas, I knew who my enemy was.
That's generally right. Knowing that is often the big thing. Yeah. There's so many lessons that come, I think, out of service to the country. And it's usually those we always kind of comment on the show that when the sea is calm and the breeze is light and the sun's out, every ship in the harbor has a great captain. But when the winds are blowing and the waves are crashing in, that's when you find out if you have a captain. And you've had some of those kinds of experience in combat where things didn't go as planned, didn't go the way they were supposed to. What lessons did you learn in that process that you think you can apply in Congress?
Yeah, great question. And the beauty of being a Special Forces A-team leader is I'm surrounded by experts. Truly, that's what we're called, a Special Forces A-team. And one brief story to illustrate that is in Afghanistan, you know, we prosecuted Taliban targets all the time. But one particular operation, as we flew in to our Taliban target, my lead helicopter that I was in took direct enemy fire, and we lost our lift and started to go down. And to the pilot's great credit, he was able to abort abruptly and set my team, half of my team, down high on a ridgeline, completely where we were not supposed to be, while the remaining half of my team in a trail Chinook helicopter had to now flare back and go to the far side of the target. So we were literally divided with a helicopter now down that had crash landed in the valley opposite next of me. But as we maneuvered through this Taliban target, my lead Green Beret immediately had a Taliban soldier stand up, pull a pin on a grenade, and try and throw it at our direction, and he dropped that Taliban soldier and saved essentially our lives. And without that ability of being able to operate as a team when everything went south, you know, this was not how we drew that operation up when we left our fire base, but the enemy had a vote.
Yeah.
And we had to respond. And so as teammates and me as ultimately the assault force commander in that situation, I had to be able to maneuver our element through the different obstacles, through the Taliban, through the rest of that day into the night, and then ultimately to secure our downed helicopter and crew that were out in the open. And so the lessons that I learned there is that the enemy always gets a vote. Mm. You need to surround yourself with experts. Even though you're the leader, you're not the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
But as a leader, you're charged with making sure that mission is successful and unlocking the talents of those around you so that you can be successful.
Yeah. Wow. Well, as you look at applying that in the United States Congress, I think, you know, having that group around you, being able to collaborate and work together on issues gets so complicated. The politics of it obviously take over a lot of times. I always joke about those who have experience like you do, who have led either organizations or teams or divisions like that. And I usually refer to them as the flat forehead society. And they walk around the Capitol smacking their foreheads saying, it shouldn't be this hard. It can't be this broken. How do you go about that, even in the midst of uncertainty, change, and not having complete control?
Yeah, I think, and that's ultimately where I operated as a special forces soldier. We're taught to be able to function in ambiguous environments where the rules are not always black and white, but your mission is true. And so what I learned in combat and how I can apply that in Congress and having worked on Capitol Hill for several years and in the Pentagon, you know, this is not my first rodeo. Yeah. In the swamp, if you will. But I think holding on to your mission, remembering why you are there. And in this case in Congress, remembering who it is I ultimately work for. Mm. Who has hired me to work and serve on their behalf.
Yeah.
That allows me to vote and to act not in self-preservation, but for mission success for those that I serve.
Yeah. As you've gone about the 2nd Congressional District in this whole process, which is always a learning process, what has surprised you the most that you've heard from potential voters, and delegates, constituents?
Just the passion. You know, our district in particular has 13 counties, and it's very diverse from Kanab in the south all the way up to Farmington in the north. And so we've met a diverse cross-section of our fellow Utahns, but the passion of the delegates has been constant. And I've been impressed with how much they pay attention to the issues, the votes of my opponent and others, and how I would vote differently. So it's been refreshing to have really fruitful conversations with people who are engaged and want America to be successful, and they've stepped up to be state delegates, to be county delegates, and so I have great respect for that. And it's humbling to stand in front of them and say, you know, this is a job interview and I'm seeking to be employed by you.
Yeah. Final question for you. This is a question I have asked every candidate that has come into this studio, from candidates for president of the United States to local mayor, county council. And that is, as you've discovered, elections are hard, they're brutal, they're exhausting, they're exasperating sometimes. So the question is, what would make all of this worthwhile, even if in the end you come up short? What makes that worth it?
Well, to reassure you, we're doing all we can to win, for sure. So we're not planning to fail. But to the core of your question, what makes it all worth it is we've stood and we've lifted where we've stood, and at every event that we've been able to complete, we've made new friends, we've gained new knowledge, and we've helped each other lift and complete civic duties that make our country great. You know, if you didn't have candidates stepping up, if you didn't have delegates stepping up to really participate in this process, then our nation fails. And so for me, it's all worth it because we've been able to contribute positively to the progress of this whole effort.
Yeah, elevating that conversation, engaging in the process is absolutely everything. Colby Jenkins, running in the 2nd Congressional District. Colby, great to have you in studio.
Thanks,
today.
Boyd.
Good luck over the next 72 hours-ish as you roll into Saturday and the convention. Of course, KSL News Radio has you covered on all things politics, everything that's going on in the state, and things that will impact not just the state of Utah, not just the local communities, but will impact the nation as well. Those are crucial conversations, and I love what Colby said about the engagement of the voters and citizens in this state. That matters, and we all need to be that. Doesn't mean you have to do it 24/7, but we need to do our part to be up on the issues, to have conversations with candidates and potential candidates and elected officials so that they know who they work for, as Colby pointed out. I think that is job one, mission one. And again, Colby, thanks for joining us today. Well, that rounds out hour number one of Inside Sources on KSL News Radio. We'll step aside for some top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. We got a big hour number two coming up next on Inside Sources right here on KSL News Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.
KSL. KSL-FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.